wretch like me. I once was lost, but now am found. Was blind, but now I see.
This is the Grace and Truth program. And now we continue these messages of the Holy Spirit of God to you through his bondservant, David Brinkman, and the song evangelist, Stan Carey. My subject is, Your Next Step. There is but a step between me and death, cried one of old, and this is still true of frail mortal man. Concluding weeks of meetings in my gospel tent, in which Mr. Sanders and his wife were led to Christ, he said to me, If it hadn't been for you in these meetings, I would be a lost man today. Then he recalled God's goodness and long-suffering with him during his 70 years of life. And chief among them was God's mercy in this incident when he lived in the mountains of Tennessee. He was one of five government men out one dark night on purpose of raiding a still in Clay County, Tennessee. No light could be used on such an errand, as it would have made them easy targets for bootleggers' rifles. In the darkness, they lost their way. As they marched in single file through the woods, Mr. Masters being second in the line, suddenly the lead man said, Let's sit down and rest. And he sat down. None of them were tired, but they all did likewise. Stretching his legs in front of him, they fell over an edge. So he reached ahead with his walking stick. Horrified and fearful, he cried, Men, we are on some kind of a cliff. When they learned their situation, they found they were about to step off a 300-foot cliff known as the Tie Dump. Had God not stopped them, they would have one after the other gone to an awful end, and Mr. Masters knew that for him it would have been hellfire, for he was not then saved. All the men agreed to go home, but none of them could sleep that night for thinking of what it might have been to them. The lead man had told them that he was not tired, but a voice said to him, Stop! Don't go another step! And he sat down. How good and kind is Almighty God to all of us, his creatures! As the Scripture says, Despisest thou the riches of his goodness and forbearance and long-suffering, not knowing that the goodness of God leadeth thee to repentance? Oh, how God has brought us through dangers seen and unseen. We were so often but a step from death while we were asleep to our danger. All these mercies God has shown you, as he did to Mr. Masters and his chums, to lead you to repentance. Why then will you not repent? Think of your countless sins. Think of God's love and grace to you. Think of how Christ died for you. Think of how often the Holy Spirit has pled with you. And with these realities before you, repent. In real Bible repentance, you confess your sin and guilt. You turn from your sins and you seek God's mercy. The cry of the repentant soul is, God, be merciful to me, the sinner. But some of you may say, Preacher, I've cried that, but it does no good. What's the matter? You have left Jesus out. God can only show us mercy through Jesus Christ, his Son, and only because of Calvary, where Jesus shed his precious blood to cleanse filthy sinners from all their sins. You live after Christ died for our sins and rose again, and God waits for you to make Christ and Calvary your plea. So cry to God thus, God, be merciful to me, the sinner, for Jesus' sake. He died for me, and then see what happens. But remember, God marks out your space to repent, and right now you may be but a step from that fatal line that you shall not pass, but a step from eternity. And when you take that step, you can never retrace it forever. Those men obeyed the divine warning and stopped just in time. If you are not a born-again Christian, you are on the broad road speeding to destruction. The devil gives you the green light and says, Go! But God gives you the red light and says, Stop! And God pleads with you, Turn ye from your evil ways, for why will ye die? And now, neighbor, you're on the spot. Your soul's destiny is at stake. Your choice, your action, will mean life or death for you. It will mean an eternity in heaven or an eternity in hellfire. Don't you in carelessness say, "I've heard that before." I doubt not you have, but you never heard a warning when you are so near eternity as you are right now. Where will you be for all eternity? And it may be but a step away. Neighbor, consider your next step. The Bible says, "He that cometh to God must believe that he is, and he is the rewarder of them that diligently seek him." This verse is a challenge for you to diligently seek to get right with the living God, who has done his utmost to lead you to repentance by his goodness to you, by his command for you to repent of your sins, and by his warning that it is repent of your sins or to perish in your sins and to go to hellfire. Here is one way to proceed. If you sincerely want to know whether there's a real living God with whom you have to do, then in all sincerity pray this prayer. First, O God, show me myself as thou dost see me. Second, expose to me my sin and guilt before thee. Third, reveal to me the hereafter that lies before me. Fourth, make me to feel my need of a Savior. Fifth, open my eyes to see thy Son Jesus as my Redeemer. Sixth, draw my heart to him so I will long to be a Christian. Seventh, and let me hear his voice calling me. These seven petitions I now make to thee, thou living and true God in heaven. Amen. Before the sun sets, something will happen to you. You will say, "I never felt this way before. I always thought I had what it took. I thought I was swimming on the top of the waves, but now I'm sinking under them, and all my strength has failed, and I'm going down. I will cry to Jesus and see if he will rescue me. Lord Jesus, I'm lost and helpless. In my despair, I call on thee to save me. Please come to my rescue. Thou art my only hope." Then, just like a drowning man, you will pass out into a fog. When you open your eyes, you'll see your Savior, who went down into that stormy sea as he died for our sins on Calvary's cross to rescue you. You will look into his blessed face and say, "Lord Jesus, thou hast saved me. I thank thee. I love thee, Lord Jesus Christ, and I want to live for thee. Amen." And he will say, "I have redeemed thee. Thou art mine forever. Go forth in peace to tell and to show my salvation." The answers to all your petitions you will find in my word as my Spirit teaches you. Thus you will be convinced that there is both a living God who hears prayer and there's a living Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, who in marvelous grace and with divine power is able to save and willing to save every lost sinner who calls upon him in true repentance. And you will enter the new life of a Christian, one who belongs to Christ, being born of and indwelt by God the Holy Spirit, to live no longer motivated by selfish desires, but constrained by the love of Christ, to live to glorify God your Father, and to proclaim the gospel of Christ, your Lord and Savior, to those near you and afar off for whom Christ died. Amen. This is another message of the Holy Spirit of God through his bondservant, David Brinkman.
I love my Savior, my precious Savior. He died on Calvary's cross for me. And now he's risen, gone up to heaven. Someday he's coming back for me. We're saved, saved to tell others of the man of Galilee. Saved, saved to live daily for the Christ of Calvary. Saved, saved to invite you to his salvation free. We're saved, saved, saved by his blood.